for dinner.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out jasonquallscfp.com. That's jasonquallscfp.com. As always, jump in, email, be a part of the show, submit questions, comments, even your disagreements. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. In past shows, you've heard us talk a lot about the tax law changes regarding your IRAs and how you, or how your beneficiaries, rather, will distribute those monies in the future. And that is because the stretch IRA provisions are gone. Now, they're gone for non-spouse beneficiaries, but there are some alternate strategies that you can use to maximize the value of your IRA that you leave behind. In a simple sense, the stretch IRA allowed whoever you left your money to in a retirement plan, an IRA specifically, to take withdrawals over their life expectancy. So if they were supposed to live till they're 85, then they could take out the least amount of money over their lifetime, pay the least amount of tax, and let the IRA to continue to grow for generation after generation. But as of Christmas 2019, the rules changed for non-spouse beneficiaries. If you leave the money to your husband or your wife, you're fine. You still get the stretch provisions for now. But if you leave it to anyone else but your spouse, those provisions have changed. You have 10 years, or they have 10 years to get the money out. But there are some alternate strategies. And this is all coming to light because people are digging deeper into the law changes. And old dog, new tricks, that kind of thing. I've been in the business about 20 years. And I got quite used to the rules being the same old, same old. And same thing when tax laws change, not just regarding retirement plans, when they change the tax form. I'm still not quite used to the new tax form. I'm getting more and more acquainted with it as years go by. But I think 2018 was the first year that the tax rules changed and tax brackets changed and the tax forms changed. Now, if you're filing online and you just print it out and e-file, you may not have any, you may not notice that much of a difference. But for someone who reviews tax returns, that it's kind of tricky sometimes to find the exactly what you're looking for until you get used to it. So it's taken some getting used to these new IRA provisions for withdrawals. So let's look at the alternatives now that the stretch IRA provisions have gone. So this is an estate planning, tax planning, retirement planning segment, if you will. Everything in one, because the IRA is a retirement account. Of course, you want to make sure it lasts your whole lifetime to provide your income that you need for your family while you're living. But when you pass it on, you want to make sure you're making the decisions today while you're living to benefit those you leave behind. So here are the rules regarding the law changes. There are, if you're a spouse and you're inheriting the retirement plan, no problem. But if your beneficiary is a minor, disabled, chronically ill, or not more than 10 years younger than the dead or deceased IRA owner, the heir qualifies as an eligible designated beneficiary. And if your beneficiary qualifies as an eligible designated beneficiary, then you get to come in under the old rules and get the stretch IRA. So here's an example of the differences of the two different rules. Old stretch rules, let's say you inherited a $1 million IRA, and that money were to grow 6% a year. Under the old rules, you would have taken out in 10 years, after 10 years had passed, you would have taken out about $57,000 a year. You'd have $1.2 million left in the IRA under the old rules. Under the new rules, you have to withdraw all of the money in 10 years. So you're accelerating income under the new rules, paying more taxes. You may not need that income. More income is always better. Of course, you could reinvest it, save it elsewhere. But it's costing you more in taxes because you have to fully withdraw the IRA balance under the new rules. But if you're the eligible designated beneficiary, you go under the old rules. So let's think about that for a minute. For instance, if you're the IRA owner, or the IRA owner has named a brother or sister who's 2 or 3 years younger as a beneficiary, that sibling, that brother or sister, gets to use the old rules when they inherit the IRA. The old rules are better. So think about that. Now you're like, well, I can't leave it to my brother or sister because it needs to go to my children, it needs to go to my grandchildren, whatever. Same thing applies here. You could think about the behind closed door strategy. Hey, brother, sis, I'm going to leave this to you. I want you to give it to my children. So I don't know if they really, a lot of people won't do that, but it's certainly an option. What about minors who are children of the deceased IRA owner? They also fall into that eligible beneficiary group. But once the minor reaches the age of majority, and I believe in Tennessee it's age 21, the 10-year rule kicks in. So if you're leaving this to young children or grandchildren, most people are going to pass away when they're older. So the way it would work there, your minor beneficiary of your IRA gets to stretch it until they turn 21, and then they got 10 years to get all of the money out. That's still better than not having it available at all. But remember, surviving spouses aren't in this new rule category. So you have to mull over who should be your beneficiary. Think about if you have 2 children. One has a very high-paying job. The other one is just in a normal workforce, working a 9-to-5, maybe making average income. You might want to leave the taxable traditional IRA to the one, the lower income tax bracket, while leaving, say, your other assets or maybe even a Roth IRA to your higher income child or beneficiary. So those are, it's planning opportunities. This is, and I'm not expecting you to remember all of the things that we're discussing today on Financial Coaching Radio, but it's supposed to pique your interest and go, well, in the past, it was kind of easy. Everyone got the stretch IRA, leave it to my spouse, leave it, you know, secondary beneficiaries, my children. Divided in half or divided in 3 ways, depending on how many kids you have, everybody gets the stretch. Now you have to think about not only your tax consequences on retirement planning, which that's far and foremost important. You got to think more clearly about when someone else gets your IRA or 401k assets, what type of tax situation they're going to be in. And you want to use, you want to leverage as much of the tax guidelines as you possibly can so that whoever gets your IRA, they have the ability to minimize taxes as well. You could also consider doing Roth IRA conversions. This is where you would pay tax on the money while you're living, convert it to a Roth, and then whoever inherits it is a it gets the Roth IRA instead of the traditional IRA, and then they would have that money tax-free. Of course, if you're going to consider a Roth IRA conversion, it's a math question. Is it better to, are you any worse off doing the conversion? I would say in many cases, depending on your tax bracket, with the tax laws, the tax brackets low as they are right now, lower than they have been in the past for some people, a conversion may make sense. But in that instance, it's your call because in that, for most people, it's not going to be that beneficial to do a conversion. Because of the taxes, it's only going to help your beneficiaries. It's only going to help your wife or your husband or your children. So are you willing to pay the taxes yourself so your beneficiaries do not have to pay the taxes? Those are questions you have to answer. This is financial planning, folks. It isn't about everyone just save 20%, pay off all your debts, and, you know, baby step your way to financial bliss. There are some major questions and issues to address, whether we're talking about estate planning or tax planning or anything else. You can also try to maximize the 10-year rule. The new 10-year rule, this is the new rule for those that aren't eligible beneficiaries for the old rules or a spouse. The new 10-year withdrawal rule does not require that heirs take minimum distributions each of those years, but instead only requires that all of the money be out of the account at the end of the 10th year. Heirs who inherit a Roth could leave the money alone for nearly 11 years and to grow tax-free. So there are things to consider. It's not only things for you to consider as the IRA owner. It's a major point to get across here. It's also things for when you inherit an IRA, there's probably more planning to be done to make sure you don't goof it up. So what is my solution for you? Make sure you're hiring the right type of advisor. You only want to work with independent, fee-only certified financial planners. That just simply means an advisor who does not work for an insurance company or an investment firm or a bank. They are in business for you as their client. They are compensated only by you. No commissions, no kickbacks, no referral fees, no bonuses, no trips. Whatever you guys negotiate, what the service is worth, that's what you pay, and that's it. Removing all conflicts of interest. And the last, you want to make sure they know what the heck they're talking about. Make sure they're a certified financial planner. To learn more, go to jasonquallscfp.com. That's jasonquallscfp.com. All right, I got a good show lined up for today. If you got a question, comment, disagreement, if anything regarding financial planning, hit us up. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. We're back right after this. Keep it locked in right here on Financial Coaching Radio. Do you have a financial plan? I'm not talking about a worthless binder full of pretty charts and graphs. Are you certain you're on track to reach all your financial goals? A comprehensive financial plan is about so much more than just your IRA and mutual funds. It involves risk management, tax planning, professional investment management, retirement, and estate planning. Make sure your entire financial life is in order by calling me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner at 878-2134 or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Are you worried because a spouse or family member needs long-term nursing home care? Estate planning attorney John Baker can help. Protect your assets so you can leave something behind for your family. Call 896-5621. That's 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tutherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Coaching Radio back with you. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Joining in now is Mike Holly of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. Let's talk about how to make a claim against someone else's car insurance. When I read this article in Forbes, I was kind of like, what? How do you claim on someone else's car insurance? So Mike Holly, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, they are an independent home, auto, and life and business insurance agency right here in Murfreesboro. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Doing well. So I want to make a claim against someone else's insurance, not my own. What's up? How do I do that? Why would I do that?
Let's just use the classic example of getting rear-ended at a red light. Not your fault. You know, you're sitting there and you're like, oh, crap, what do I do? First thing you want to do is get the police report. Call the police. Have them come out. Make a report. On that report will be that other driver's insurance information or lack thereof. If they don't have any, obviously you know who to call. But if they have insurance, the first thing you want to do is just look up their claims number and give them a call. Tell them what happened and tell them you'd like to file a claim. And typically that's how it goes. Sometimes, since they're not your carrier, they may want to push back or get some more information. But it's literally that simple.
So I'm trying to think through. I'm in an accident. It's not my fault. I don't really need to call my insurance company if it's certain that it's not my fault.
Sure. If you know it's 100% not your fault.
What if it's just a matter of opinion?
Well, then, you know, you may end up having to call yours because their insurance company is probably going to say the same thing. If it's not cut and dry, then you're almost apt to maybe just let the insurance companies deal with that versus, you know, you trying to deal with it.
Is there any harm of contacting your insurance company first and an accident that's not your fault?
Nah, I mean, yes and no. It depends on your carrier. Some carriers are going to open a claim, you know, immediately, and if you don't decide to go with them, then that claim still sits on your record.
So that's what I was thinking. You know, probably always better to check with the agent, make sure you got the right process down, because you don't want that on your report because it could change your rates in the future.
It could. It definitely could.
I don't mean driving record. I mean your insurance report.
Right. And it's not necessarily just that one item, you know, that might cause the problem. But say you had 3 towing claims because your car had kind of crapped out on you that year. And then there's this zero pay, you know, claim for somebody rear-ending you. And then all of a sudden you have a comp claim where you hit a deer. Well, it could be a factor in an accumulation of claims that could cause you a problem. So my rule of thumb is, A, call your agent if it's an independent, and if it's a captive, then you're kind of at their mercy. But call them and ask a question and say, hey, dude, is this something, what do I need to do here? How do I need to handle this? Because I always, if it's not your fault and you know it's not your fault, 100% cut and dry, you always try to file with the other carrier first.
In situations where it's not so clear whose fault it is, what is the police report, or is the policeman making a decision, okay, this is so-and-so's fault, or?
They write a narrative, and depending on how that narrative reads, kind of dictates who's at fault. Now, if you're given a ticket for failure to yield or some other event during that accident, you might as well consider it your fault. If the other driver receives a ticket for something that caused the accident, failure to yield, etc., they're probably at fault. But it all comes down to that narrative, how the policeman kind of took all the information he was given and wrote it out and showed in his diagram. You can think it's not your fault, and it really reads as it is your fault. So you're kind of at that mercy.
What if you're in an accident that's not your fault with someone who flees the scene? What then?
You still call the police, have them come out. Obviously, they fled the scene. You'd probably want to try to file that on your uninsured motorists. Obviously, your carrier might say, hey, we got to wait and see if they really did have insurance, if they can track them down, you know, depending on whether you pay your uninsured motorist deductible or not. But other than that, you can just file it and move on down the road.
Is uninsured motorist coverage a requirement in Tennessee?
No, it is not a requirement in Tennessee. However, if you come to my office, I'm probably not going to sell you a policy if you insist on not having it. I'll just ask you to go down the road somewhere.
What about the person who is in an accident? It's not their fault. Someone flees the scene, they can't be found, or they're in an accident with someone without insurance and they don't have this coverage. What happens to those people?
There's two trains of thought. Some people will carry liability and then comp and collision on a car, but not uninsured motorists, thinking that they're saving some money. I have seen in the past where a carrier will say, hey, you don't have UM, but if you would like to file a collision claim, we'll let you. And you file a collision claim, pay your $500 deductible, and it's
basically saying like it's your fault.
Pretty much. You have that option sometimes, or if not, then you can sue the person, obviously, and see if you can't recoup your loss. But if not, you're just kind of out.
Would there be a situation where the carrier is just not going to cover it because you don't have the coverage?
Yep,
that's
absolutely
a possibility. You're out of pocket for whatever the damage is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They don't have to. If you don't have UM coverage or UM property damage and that person doesn't have any insurance whatsoever, then yeah, you can be kind of left hanging out there.
I could see why they would let you file on your other parts of your insurance as it were just an accident that you caused, or maybe just did it by yourself. Because if there's a lien on that car, they want to get it fixed. They don't want or driving in a damaged vehicle, it could put other things at risk and then get into a different type of accident, causing further damage that could lead to more losses for the company, I assume. Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense that, and not all carriers are going to offer that option, and some may not. And technically, I would say it's probably not the correct way to do it, but they're just more doing it as a service to their client or their customer. So to say that it's a guarantee that they're going to let you do that is by no means true, but it may be a possibility.
Shopper home, auto, life insurance, business insurance with an independent agent. Reach out to Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, 898-0053, or online, MIDTNINSgroup.com. Time for the deal of the week.
Man, this week it was a deal that I didn't really see coming. Had a couple that's a few years younger than us come in and just home, auto, you know, nothing crazy. Took a look at their current rates and their coverages. Everything was, you know, middle of the road, and their coverages weren't bad. They did have ACV on their roof on their homeowner's policy, so they had to depreciate any of that if there was a loss before replacing it. I was able to put them on a home and auto policy that had full replacement cost on the home and save them $700 between the two policies for their annual savings. So not only were we able to improve some coverage there and kind of lock in what they were going to be facing in the event of a hail or windstorm, and save them $700 at the same time.
So on the full replacement cost, not every carrier is providing that.
They're going away from it more and more and more. We've had two carriers just in 2020 tell us that they used to be 100% full replacement cost carriers. Now they're going to say, hey, we're going to be ACV on the roof, but you can buy back the replacement cost coverage. So the things are changing. It's less and less just, yep, we're replacement cost across the board.
Major storm wipes out, you know, some severe damage to a home. You don't have full replacement cost. It just means you're more exposed out of your own pocket, I would assume.
You're just going to pay some more out of pocket. You're still going to have some coverage. You're still going to get some money. It's just not going to be, hey, I face my $1,000 deductible or my $2,500 deductible, and that's all I face. We like it because it allows you to plan a little bit better.
Yeah, you don't want to be stuck with a huge bill. You know, that's the whole part of paying for insurance premiums. Are agents explaining this well? When someone comes in to shop around and they are with a carrier that doesn't offer full replacement cost on their homeowner's insurance, are they surprised? Are they aware? What is the typical? Because I find that people aren't even aware that they don't have full coverage on their home.
I would say half the people are not aware. Another quarter of them are aware and just don't really care, don't understand what it means. And another quarter are doing it save money.
Save money? How much could you save?
Not a lot.
Because you could just switch to a carrier that offers it probably for the same price.
Yeah, a lot of times those folks are coming from a captive setting where they don't know that there's another product out there.
And they're not publicizing that their product is less than another carrier. They're only telling them the good parts.
Yeah,
of course. I think most people's opinion is, car insurance is car insurance everywhere you go. Same product, same everything. Same thing with home insurance. Doesn't matter who you go with. It's all the same. It's just, am I with a household name that advertises a lot, or am I not, and what am I paying?
Sure.
But there's differences in carrier to carrier.
Sure, and much more so on the home insurance side. There's many more caveats and included coverages and so on and so forth with each carrier. Auto insurance, a lot of it is the same. You know, a lot of it is apples to apples what you're looking at. You're just shopping for rate at that point. Homeowners is a little bit different. There's some things in there. We have carriers that include sinkhole for no extra charge. And then most carriers want you to pay an extra couple $100 a year for sinkhole. So it really does vary across the board.
If it's been a while since you shopped home insurance, life insurance, auto insurance, you need to make sure you're paying the best price for the best coverage. An independent agent is the way to go. Log on to MIDTNINSgroup.com. We're back right after this. This is Financial Coaching Radio. Stick around.
Between car payments, repairs, and the price at the pump, it can feel like your car is going to drive you out of house and home. Fortunately, Donegal Insurance Group can make keeping your car on the road more affordable That's because for safe drivers, Donegal delivers rates that are among the lowest in the state. To find out how much you can save, call your neighborhood Donegal agent today.
To save on your auto insurance, call us at Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
How much are your investments costing you each year? Most people don't have a clue. Why is this extremely important? Because overpaying by just 1% a year in fees and expenses can reduce your account balance at retirement by 28%. You heard me right. 28% less at retirement. I'm commission-free, certified financial planner Jason Qualls. I don't sell financial products. I don't accept commissions or kickbacks from investment companies. Give me a call today for a free unbiased investment review at 878-2134 or visit my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Buying a house is stressful, and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885.
Welcome back to the One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. No books to sell, no live event tickets to push. We'll leave that to the other show. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. In the house is Mike Conley with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They are an independent home auto, life insurance, and business insurance agency right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. You can reach them on the phone at 898-0053. Talking about fintech in financial tech companies in the insurance business. This is the trend in every industry, but also in home and auto business insurance. It's all changing because technology companies are going to try to find a way to get more business, to get your business. Ethos, they use predictive technology to quote term life insurance in about 10 minutes via an app. I don't know what they're available in all states. Yeah, all states except New York. So you can get some life insurance.
Yeah.
Online.
Speaking of technology, was it you and I another show that talked about drones?
Yeah, drones using homeowners claims.
Yeah, we actually
Accidents. Maybe I think it was auto accidents.
We just had one the other day. We submitted a new home policy over to a carrier that's pretty technology savvy. They immediately shot back a declination saying, "Nope, we have a picture, a real time photo of the roof via drone."
Wow.
And we're going to decline on this policy based on what we see in this drone's footage from Amazing. The roof within 10, 15 minutes.
Wow. Check out Ethos. Ethos sells, it's ETHOS. You can log get their app, I assume, in any app store you have on your phone. They have level premiums for 10 to 30 years, cap out at $1.5 million coverage. They pull data from medical and pharmacy records, requiring no medical exam for most buyers.
If you're young and healthy, it'd be a great way to check rates.
Well, I think we've talked about HIPAA before. They use public data, satellite imagery, and smart home devices such as water leak detectors. Streamlines the application process and minimizes claims. So they are an up-and-comer tech company for homeowners insurance.
Yep.
And is that something? Do these companies go through agents? Are you aware?
No, they don't.
They're a major competitor.
Yeah, they're kind of
every agent.
Yep, they're kind of competitors. I have ran across HIPAA a couple times already.
And there's, I think, Lemonade. They sell renters insurance from $5 a month, homeowners from $25 a month, using artificial intelligence to approve coverage in 90 seconds.
Yep,
that's amazing. So cutting out, I guess, some of the brick-and-mortar cost is the idea here.
Yes, that's exactly what the goal is.
And make it where you just do it on your phone. But it's no different than when you shop online with a website, especially with coverages, homeowners or auto insurance. People don't know the limits that they need.
They don't know that. It'd be kind of like using you online. They may be able to buy and sell and do certain different things financially, but they might not know the ins and outs.
So you're sitting there and you got a $500,000 net worth because you have a home, you have some equity in your home, you have retirement plans, you have some savings,
and you have state minimum coverage because you went through this app. Not that you couldn't get the coverage you need, you just don't know how much you need, and you have a lot of exposure to your personal assets, and you're underinsured because you're not using expert advice.
Right.
So if you're going to, the app has to be very, very cheap as far as the prices to make it worth the not getting the expert advice from an agent.
I agree. It's definitely a good tool, but not the entire tool bag.
Mike, what's the best way to reach out to Middle Tennessee Insurance Group?
615-898-0053.
This is Financial Coaching Radio. Hit us up online. Questions, comments, disagreements, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. Keep it locked in right here on WGNS. We're back right after this.
Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134. Or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Donegal Insurance Group use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Make Middle Tennessee Insurance Group your choice. Call today for your hassle-free quote at 615-898-0053.
Would you like your business to be more efficient? Well-organized financial records are the foundation of any successful business. Take an advantage over your competition today by calling Tutherow Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. They can provide you with expert bookkeeping, payroll services, tax planning, and much, much more. Go to thwcpa.com or call them at 848-1072 today.
Welcome back to the show. Appreciate you listening today and every day. Great show. Going to talk about IRA planning. Going to talk about estate planning, beneficiary designation because of the IRA distribution law changes. That was segment one. Then we talked about how to make sure your home insurance coverage is adequate, and then also the technology companies in insurance planning. You know, it's everything is changing in the insurance business, and we talked about a couple that they have a long list of these financial tech companies that are trying to get business in the home insurance market, the renter's insurance market, life insurance market, auto insurance market. And they're worth checking out because I tell you to shop with an independent agent for all your insurance products to get the coverage that you need and the best price. If you're working with a financial planner and you know how much you need in life insurance and you know how much liability limits you need on your home and auto, and you can go to one of these apps and they can save you money, maybe you do it. But time will tell. You know, this is insurance business is a fickle thing. You want to make sure they're able to pay claims, that sort of thing. But sometimes it is all about premium. I tell you every show, and I'll tell you this show as well, make sure you shop around for the best financial planner. That just means you get a second opinion on your investments, your retirement plan, your estate plan, your tax plan from an independent, fee-only certified financial planner. Go to jasonquallscfp.com for more. I'm out of here for today. Appreciate you listening. I'll be back at you tomorrow, same time, same channel. Keep it locked in. More local talk.